We got Brandon Roy with us here. Take a moment to talk to the head basketball coach of the Nathan Hale Raiders. And we were talking earlier in the game, and Brandon, nice win. Congratulations, man. Well done by your team tonight. And we were just talking about the gyms that you've been in your life. And you've been all around the world. You've been to the greatest NBA facilities. You've been to the greatest college facilities. But as far as just heat in a gym, with as small as this place is and as packed as it was, with one of your first ever coaching, this has got to be some butterflies for this game coming in, was there?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's always jitters, but, you know, how I was as a player was I just put it all in my preparation. And I knew that our guys would be ready to play the game. You just always worry how would they handle the atmosphere. And, again, you said it, I played in, you know, college. That was tough, you know, but the NBA is a little more relaxed setting until you get to the playoffs. But this atmosphere was really crazy. And the biggest thing that I was trying to do was just control our emotions as a team. We got a good team, and I know if they can play their game, we'll be okay.
It seemed like in the beginning of the game, I mean, both teams were so hyped. The energy level was hyped, but I thought the officials did a pretty nice job of letting you guys play and not letting it get out of control at the same time.
Exactly. No, I thought the same thing. You know, the rivalry's built up all summer. You know, it's Seattle. It's a small community, and we knew this game was going to be big, and I just told the guys, let's see how the refs are going to call it. If they're going to call it, you know, tic-tac, then we have to adjust. They're going to let it play physical, then we have to be ready to do that also. And I thought Beach was really physical tonight. But once our guys understood how they were going to bring it, I thought we did a really good job of adjusting.
You know, everybody talks about the Porter brothers, and rightfully so. But talk about Keegan Crosby tonight. He hit some big shots for you.
No, he made some really big plays. And I got on him Tuesday night against Chief Self. And I subbed him earlier than normal. And I just said, man, we need you to play like a senior. And, you know, it's not about this being a new team. You're a senior. You've seen these games. And we need you to step up and start to be a leader. And then he texted me that night and said, Coach, keep kicking my butt. He said, keep kicking my butt. And I said, I am, because I know you can do it. And he did an unbelievable job of just coming out and being ready. That's what this stage is about, is being ready for the moment, you know. And I just tell him, you can't create these moments. They'll present themselves in games, and you just have to be ready for them.
What do you guys need to do to not just be a talented team, not just be a top three team in the state, but to be state champions this year?
Get better. You know, I told those guys, I'm not a great coach. You know, I'm just a first-time guy trying to help them get better. And, you know, I told people, we're not going to be as good as we are this early in the season, but we want to win these games. And I think that we just got to clean up some things, get a little more depth, find somebody on the bench that we can continue to bring in, and just developing. You know, our thing is to get better each game, and we want to be a totally different team in February than we are right now.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks.
Great stuff.
Man,
we'll see you
appreciate
again.
It.
Brandon Roy. Good stuff from Brandon Roy as Rainier Beach gets beaten by Brandon Roy's Nathan Hale Raiders.